And Lord, bless you, dear heart dwellers. Lord Jesus, please teach us how to keep our hearts and minds pure for you and protect the ear and eye gates like angels with fiery swords, not allowing anything from Satan in. Amen. Well, this wasn't exactly the message I expected tonight, but it's always the Lord's choice. First of all, I want to thank you for your prayers and sweet cards that you've sent. Please forgive the long lapse in my messages to you. I've really been having a hard time with fibromyalgia and had 2 days where I just collapsed in bed and couldn't do anything but pray. It seemed that on those days the Lord's heart was grieved about something, and for that reason, I think he allowed the burden, but it is difficult because then I miss talking to you. We also have allergy issues here outside my window in New Mexico. A beautiful field of blooming rabbit bush, yellow blossoms, highly toxic, and it's had its part to play in making me very weak. But thanks to your prayers, I am doing better. You folks don't know about Zone 6 by Allergena. That's some good stuff for people in the Southwest, and it's a homeopathic formulas for allergies in different sections of the country, the growing zones, according to what plants there are, and that does help. So, just a heads up, we will be doing a live broadcast on YouTube, and you can message us on the sidebar and ask questions, and I will do my best to answer them. So far, I don't know the timing yet, but I'm excited to get it going, and it could be as soon as Saturday. Please pray for us. I'm hoping it will become a frequent weekly broadcast where we can share things more spontaneously. We'll see what the Lord surprises us with. There's a sense of excitement in the air over this. I really would love to connect more with my audience, with all of you. And I think this will be really special for that reason. The Lord's message began here. Some of you, my dear ones, have grown weary with fasting. Ask me for the grace to indwell you in that special way when you do fast. But be convinced that your abstinence is also a pleasing sacrifice to me and the Father. By denying yourselves of little pleasures and offering them to me for your nation, much good is accomplished. Let none of you go to extremes as regards fasting, and be discreet, not letting on to others that you are. In this way, your Father in heaven will secretly reward that which you secretly gave. Anything other than this can become a point of pride very easily, as the devils will deceive and lure you into vainglory. Rather be moderate, steady, and seek me on when to make changes. Sometimes you can offer pleasant foods and eat very plainly, denying special spices you enjoy, desserts and sweet snacks. Replace these with simple but nourishing food in moderation. Some of you can eat normal meals once a day and 2 snacks. Others can have a Daniel diet of vegetables or bread and water. But seek me in all things and do not try to do it on your own. There are times when your weaknesses overcome your good resolve. I want you to know that I may allow that to keep you humble, lest you begin to think of yourself and your strength rather than my grace. Your prayers are so very pleasing to me, and the littlest prayer does not go unnoticed. The littlest thanksgiving and praise and sacrifice, even the littlest, strikes the heart of a father with joy, all because it is done with a pure motive. Purity of heart and love for your brother is everything. Without purity of heart, your prayers are much less than they could be. They become empty and lacking in moral strength. To offend charity is to offend me, the angels, my Father, my Spirit, and the great cloud of witnesses. So when you come to the altar, be sure to check your conscience and forgive any who wounded you in any way. Repent of anyone who you've judged or been difficult with. In this way, your prayers will be unhindered and so much more acceptable to my Father. Right now, the condition of your country is in flux, tending toward the good. Some of you have disobeyed me, and watch the news, which is full of lies, defamation, discouragement, and designed to make you weak and lose faith in my choice for your president. If you feel badly about how things are going in your nation, you have not listened to me alone, but allowed the enemy to sow lies into your thinking. You can be sure that the news stations and mainline networks are the mouth of Satan. If you insist on filling your mind with these lies, then you deserve to feel fear and unrest. Everything that is being published and broadcast that negatively assesses the president has been designed to get you to give up on your country and hand it over to the shadow government so they can finish what they started and completely destroy America to become just another satellite nation of the New World Order, stripped of all Christianity, on the way to becoming a Muslim nation. Please do not listen to, affirm, or encourage listening to mainstream media. It is pure poison, arranged in the most underhanded way you can imagine. To listen to it is to listen to Satan's broadcast and go into agreement with his agenda. I hope I've made myself clear on this. Your government is not in shambles. It is in constructive reformation. The old and decayed must go, the new implemented. The true heart of America is a light on a hill. What the shadow government has done is to make it a cesspool of filth that infects every nation it wants to with the worst plagues. And so your country has a very, very bad name overseas. You all have it within your power to do your part to make it what it should be. Your first line of action is prayer, then supporting those who stand for righteousness. You will not stand for your nation if you've been listening to mainstream media. Rather, you'll be overcome by lies and sorrow. Those of you who are faithfully obeying me and not listening are able to see the rebirth to America and pray effectively for her. Those who have disobeyed and listened to lies will have little ability to raise this nation because their vision has been taken from them by these lies. So please heed what I'm telling you, my people. Please obey me and detest the lies that Satan has worked into every nook and cranny of the Sold to Satan media. That said, there is a vision arising from the ashes in this country. There are those who have kept their ears and eyes and hearts pure for their country, and they can see what America shall soon be. They have my heart, my vision, my anointing to raise her to her fullness through grace and prayers. I'm leaving it to those of you who believe in my messages on this channel to discourage and expose the lies for what they are and draw the minds of your friends and relatives into the light of truth about the good that is coming to this nation. I need you to turn the tide of the stranglehold media by encouraging everyone to avoid and boycott these nefarious broadcasts and make the points clear about how very poisonous and completely false their input is into your minds. Please do this for me. Please. Too many have grown lax and lead undisciplined lives, focusing on the bad, not the good. They are depressed and discouraged. This should tell them they're drinking from poisonous springs, straight from hell. So please be my ambassadors of love and hope, and turn the hearts and the minds of those who are feeding on these poisonous waters. Turn them back to me and back to what is good about this country.